shirt, old blue jeans, dirty shoes, by all means, patch of blonde, crop side hair, jukebox baby, ain't no square. 17, hot dog queen, cutest gal you've ever seen. Hello world, I'm really keen on my hip cat doll of 17.
As we begin the group harmony review tonight here on WFUV, Fordham University's Voice in New York City, with yours truly, Dan Romanello, from midnight to 2 a.m., as we continue with requests and dedications from last week's show.
Oh, desire should turn to me. Now that you're gone, I'm so alone. And won't you forget and come back home? For if your desire should turn to me,
oh, Yes, I wish that I could dream forever, then I would forever be with you.
Sweet a cappella from the 1960s era in the style of 1950s rhythm and blues vocal group Harmony. Nice little spotlight there by request on the Nutmegs from Connecticut. That last one on Times Square Records, a great a cappella version of My Sweet Dreams on the old Times Square record label with the address at 1104 6th Avenue in New York City back then. In those mid-1960s, circa 1964. Just ahead of that, we were in 1956 with the Nutmegs on Herald with the Key to the Kingdom. And we began on Times Square Records with some wonderful Harmony from the Nutmegs by request, The Way Love Should Be. On a Saturday night in New York City on the Group Harmony Review on WFUV, we began the program tonight with Boyd Bennett and his Rockets on King Records from 1955 with a tune entitled 17. Nice show opener, I thought, from the 1950s era. And then theme song for the Request Show, part two of Request as promised with Gladys Kane and Please Mr. DJ. On WFUV in New York City, as we go back earlier now to 1953.
Night has come and moonlight shines from above, and here am I without someone to
Don't make me wait too long.
Speaking of sweet sounds, back to 1956 for that one. From Los Angeles, the Teen Queens, RPM Records with Eddie, My Love. Thank you for the request. And one of those very popular recordings from the 50s era that always takes me back. Makes me feel kind of good to hear that one again. Here on WFUV on the Group Harmony Review, we began from 1953 on Apollo Records, Billy Austin and the Hearts with Night Has Come. And right in the middle from Gary, Indiana, the great sound of Gerald Gregory on lead for the Spaniels, that distinctive bass lead, which had been previously unreleased and recorded back for VJ Records in the mid to late 1950s, circa 1956, I'd say, when Jesse May was recorded. And the first time that surfaced was on a vinyl LP on the Solid Smoke label. And the LP was entitled The Spaniels with 16 Soulful Serenades, including four previously unissued sides back at that time. Billy Austin and the Hearts from Brooklyn. The Spaniels from Gary, Indiana. And the Teen Queens from Los Angeles, California. As we continue here on Group Harmony Review.
A very sad mother was lying in the bed with a letter in her hand, and this is what it said. Dear mother, you are so very sweet. We think
Bo-do-do.
So great to hear Danny Hicks and the Continentals once again. World and Disc Records from back in 1956. We began from 56, also from Brooklyn with the Hurricanes on King Records and Dear Mother. And then three by the Continentals on World and Disc Records, all from 1956. Dear Lord, to begin the Continental set with, the second item in the set. And then just after that, Picture of Love, and just now, Fine, Fine Frame. All by request tonight here on Group Harmony Review on WFUV. What I'm probably going to do tonight with respect to announcing the requests and dedications and mailbag, to get in as much of this material as I can, since last week we acknowledged all the dedications throughout the show, and I said there was no way I could get everything into one program, so we'd have to extend it over a few. So to get, as many as I can in for you tonight, what I'll do at the 1 a.m. ID, we'll thank all the kind folks who had made requests and written in for tonight's edition of Group Harmony Review here on WFUV. From Brooklyn, let's go over to the Bronx.
You always will remember.
After all, we've been together for years and years.
Yeah. I can't say a mumbling word. I just say, ooh, pray tell me what to do. Without you, I'll always feel blue. Till you say, I just say, ooh, pray tell me what to do. Without you, I'll always feel blue. Till you say, ooh, you can love me too. Till you say, ooh, 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 then you can love me too.
The beautiful and distinctive harmonies of the one and only Flamingos. And that recording entitled If I Could Love You first surfaced on a vinyl LP entitled The Flamingos Chess Rockin' Rhythm Series. And this was something that had been recorded during the Checker years and never released. The group doing If I Could Love You. Nice liner notes on this particular LP written by Marsha Vance and Zeke Carey when it was first issued back in 1976. Great way to cap off that set here on Group Harmony Review on WFUV. We began with the Zircons and Your Way, played Lonely Way by the group last week. Then we had Maury Williams and the Kids from the Collector's Corner Shelf, originally on TV Records and then was also issued on Carlton Records, which is also pretty hard to find, entitled Are You My Girlfriend, Maury Williams and the Kids. We had the Classics and Gosh, But This Is Love on Class Records, and then closed it out with the Flamingos, If I Could Love You. Really nice. And happy to feature these unique and distinctive sounds for you every Saturday night from midnight to 2 a.m. on Group Harmony Review. Well, a number of shows back, I was playing some very unique material that had been unissued in the 50s and first surfaced during the 1970s on Roadhouse Records out of the Washington, D.C. area. And I played a song by the Blackhawks that was entitled Beatrice, My Darling. It was issued first time on Roadhouse, but recorded back in the 1950s, Eric. Got a very nice request in for that tune this week here on the show. And it really is my pleasure to go back to that early Roadhouse release. And I thought what I would do, since the ballad on the flip side is equally as nice, is give you an old TCS backflip tonight as we go to the Black Hawks here on Group Harmony Review.
There So many lovely thoughts I never said to you. I thought I'd take the time, my dear, to let my heart speak true.
Should be do, be doo-wop,
dooby doo be when I'm old. Well, I love you so, so deep in my heart. So that we'll never part. Well, I love you, and also that you'll
say that we'll never part.
Oh, I love you so. So deep in my heart, my dear, and though so deep, oh, love me, darling, love me when I'm old.
What a great close to the first hour tonight here on Group Harmony Review with an old TCS backflip. What a beautiful recording. Very early Roadhouse pressing. Unreleased material from a vocal group called the Black Hawks from the 1950s era, presumably from the Washington, D.C. area. First, Beatrice, My Darling, and Just Now, Love Me When I'm Old. Wow. Love both sides of that fabulous disc. Let me get to the mail acknowledgments for all the requests we're filling tonight. Thank you, Joe of Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn, for that Black Hawks request. My pleasure. Also want to thank Dee and John for what we're going to be hearing tonight on the show. Richard of New Jersey. Also, Dennis out there in New Jersey, to Joe of Woodbridge, New Jersey. A lot of New Jersey listeners. Also to Nate and Company, to Bob of up there in Westchester. Also, hi to Rockin' Jim on the West Coast, with special hello to Kirk and to Chris. Hi to Andy, meant to acknowledge Andy's request last week on the show. Also, Billy of Long Island. Hi to Ed and Harold of Queens, also Bill in Connecticut, to Don in Connecticut, and to Frank B. out there on Long Island, to Conway and Mary Liz. Hi also to Rose and to Sal of the Bronx, and my very best wishes to all our listeners who enjoy the requests and dedications tonight here on Group Harmony Review, and in particular thanking those folks for the spotlights, mini sets, and requests we're hearing tonight.
Oh, Baby, doll, I'm in love. she loved me, my baby darling. Baby darling, 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 baby darling.
The world is at a good end. The times are terrible and shit.
Such a great sound, taking us back to the early 1950s. The Shadows, who actually recorded in the late 1940s as well on Lee Records. And that time, The Shadows on Decca, I believe their first release on the Decca label from 1953. And really nice. That was entitled No Use. The Shadows on Decca, here on Group Harmony Review on WFUV, by request on this edition of the show. We began the set with the Consorts on Apt Records, and that was Please Be Mine, also had been issued first on Cousins Records, but that went on the Apt label. And then we had the Orchids from Chicago with I Can't Refuse. What a great bluesy sound on the Parrot label, 1955 out of Chicago. The Consorts were from the Bronx. The Shadows were from Connecticut. The Orchids, I Can't Refuse, that great bluesy Parrot release in 1955. From Chicago, and the third item in the set from New York, the Excels on Central Records, same label as the Latins, in 1957 with Baby Doll. Here on Group Harmony Review on WFUV, all requests tonight on this edition of the show.
Cut that black scar right out of Pete's mouth. He hit the ground, Chapel on the hill.
Well, from Mount Vernon, New York, the Mellow Kings, back to 1957 on Herald Records, and that was entitled Chapel on the Hill. Just ahead of that, from Philadelphia, the Avalons on You Not Records, 1958, Heart's Desire. Second item in the set, from California, the Olympics on RV Records, 1960, Big Boy Pete. And we began from New York, from Queens, New York, with the Videos on Casino Records from 1958. The flip of that big hit, Trickle Trickle, that beautiful ballad, Moon Glow, You Know. Here on Group Harmony Review on WFUV in New York City. Once again, thanking all those kind folks who had made additional requests, which I acknowledged during the 1 a.m. ID, and trying to get in as many as I can for you tonight, since I have a collector's edition of the show planned for you next Saturday night at midnight. And recently, I had so many emails coming in talking about the passing of one of the original Five Willows, Ralph Martin of the Five Willows. And I wanted to do a spotlight on this very unique and very fine New York City vocal group. Back in the early 1950s, when the group started with Tony Middleton and Richie Davis and Joe Martin and Ralph Martin, and of course John Thomas Steele on bass in 1953. This fabulous vocal group from Harlem, New York City, that very early 1950s influential street corner sound, and the Five Willows had so much influence on other vocal groups from New York and around the country over the years. And one of the groups I've always enjoyed featuring here on the program, and discovered the real collectibles of the Five Willows many years ago, listening to the Old Time Capsule show. Of course, their popular sides, just as loved as ever today. So let's begin a little feature on the Five Willows from New York City, from Harlem, here on Group Harmony Review on WFUV.
Love bells are ringing, they're saying goodbye, wishing my darling you were at my side. You will never, you will never cry, you never cry. Together we love her. bluebirds over the white river over tomorrow. Yes, you wait and see. There be love and laughter and peace in the sheep, the valley would bloom again.
The valley will bloom again,
and
Jimmy will go to sleep
in his own little room again.
Love you so, wrote you a letter, want you to
The Five Willows from New York City, concluding our spotlight and tribute tonight to this fine vocal group, which I have enjoyed spotlighting and featuring over the years. So meaningful to so many of us from the early days of collecting this music. Went back to their early recordings tonight. Of course, there were so many great items on Gone Records and Melba and the El Dorado label and the later version of My Dear Dearest Darling with Dorothy Martin on lead. And I featured just about everything in the collection by the Willows at one point or another. And tonight wanted to do this spotlight on the group in response to quite a number of emails we received talking about the passing of Ralph Martin, one of the original members of the group, along with Joe Martin and John Thomas Steele, Richie Davis, and Tony Middleton from Harlem, New York City, back in 1953. Just now, Dolores on Allen Records. We began on PD Records from 1954 with Love Bells. Then we had on Allen from 1953, There'll Be Bluebirds Over the White Cliffs of Dover. And then just now, closing it out with Dolores, 1954, here on Group Harmony Review on WFUV.
You said you want me, baby, I know, 'cause you're not. Please believe me, I'm saving my love for you. We'll be together, and it won't be long. I'll make you love me from that day on. Please believe me, I'm saving my love for you. Can't you remember last September we kissed and we said goodbye? I pretended that I was happy, but darling, I wanted to cry. We'll be together and it won't be long. I'll make you love me from that day on. Please believe me, I'm saving my love for you. Together and it won't be long. I'll make you love me from that day on. Please forgive me, I'm saving my love for you.
Since you Johnny woke up one morning feeling mighty wrong. He looked across the room. Grammy was gone. Oh, looking for his baby. Johnny looked for his baby over here. He looked over there. He looked everywhere. He said, come back, baby. Come back home. Don't you leave your daddy all alone. Come back, baby. Girl, don't you know?
Bye. would leave me here in tears. But now you're gone and hours seem like years. So darling, I sing my song. Make my heart beat low and slow. Now I'm wondering, where did you go? Please tell me what is wrong. I still love you. Come back where you ought to be. Don't stay from me, 'cause you'll always be my own. We'll be together for eternity. You told me that you would leave me. Now you're gone and hours seem like years. So darling, I sing my song. I still love you. Won't you please come back to me? Come back where you ought to be. For eternity, you told me that you would leave me here in tears. Now you're gone and hours seem like years. So darling, I sing my song.
Well, closing it out with Johnny Ace. We began and closed with Johnny Ace. And those, of course, by request. No important songs for Dee and John. And John just celebrated his birthday. And also, they had a very happy anniversary. And they requested those two sides in particular. Beginning with Saving My Love for You on Duke Records. Then we had a request in for Earl Lewis and the Channels on Bobby Robinson's Fire label, My Heart Is Sad, the flip side of The Girl Next Door. Then out to the West Coast for the Sputniks on Class Records, Johnny's Little Lamb. We went back to that rare disc on Carlton, Maury Williams and the Kids, and gave you the flip side, Old Louise, and closed it out with Johnny Ace, My Song, here on Group Harmony Review. Got about 7 minutes to go in the show tonight. Want to get at least two more sides in for you, so let's continue.
He may not be what girls describe as fine, and he may not be handy with his line, but oh yes, it's true. Hey!
cause I love you so.
Well, we closed it out with two great sides, and so dynamite that we could be receiving requests for material like that. We began from right here in the Bronx, Connie Questel and the Decoys. Connie Questel, along with Marion Green and Herbert Joseph, Ike Gordon and Malcolm Quick, with I Want Only You, Anko Records from 1963. And just now, closing it out, 10 years earlier, 1953, with Gerald Gregory and Opal Courtney Jr., Willie C. Jackson, Ernest Warren, and Mr. Pookie Hudson, the Spaniels on VJ Records, Baby It's You. Thank you for listening tonight to Group Harmony Review with yours truly, Dan Romanello. Looking forward to being with you next week for a collector's edition of the show. Here on WFUV and WFUV HD New York, where member-supported public radio broadcasting from Fordham, the Jesuit University of New York. Hear us at 90.7 FM and WFUV.org. Thanks for listening, folks. See you next week.